Welcome to another episode of My Weird Prompts, an AI-generated podcast featuring the random prompts of Daniel Rosehill as answered by a revolving cast of friendly AI characters. Join us for deep dives into AI, technology, and whatever other random thing Daniel finds fascinating today. Subscribe on Spotify or your favorite podcatcher. Now, today's episode.
This episode was generated using artificial intelligence. Please verify facts.
Hi there, Herman and Corin. We had a very illuminating episode on network in a box. And I mentioned that I came across that word for military network admins, who I thought might be useful case studies for the pain point of moving apartment over and over again and beyond the boxes and all that stuff. You have to get the Ethernet runs. You have to get the internal network. And we talked about OpenSense as a really good baseline for that. Maybe the most important move that one can make. It doesn't have to be OpenSense, just basically having your own network manager appliance that divorces you from the ISP, or rather decouples, I should say, and also gives you the secondary benefit, which Herman pointed out as an important one, which is usually if you're doing this, you're going to be using multi-WAN. And he mentioned that on move-in day, as he called it, or zero day, you're going to have that second line. And of course, in general, it's useful to have that added bit of redundancy. But Herman endeared himself to me greatly when he mentioned the pain point of labeling cables. So I've owned a couple of label makers in my time, you're probably unsurprised to know. And if I were doing it again, I would move a bit more strategically. So my intro to the world of home inventory systems began a few years ago, and I've talked about this before. It got to the point where I accumulated these different things as my tech interest expanded. Things like monitor cables, Ethernet switches, KVMs, and it just kind of became this big lump of boxes. You know, I would go through them every few months and throw out what I didn't need and try my best to keep it as lean as possible. But still, especially if your livelihood depends on some of this stuff, it's hard to avoid the fact that there is a physical mass of things. And I got a label maker, and I set up a system called Homebox, which is an open source inventory system. And it made a big difference. But I picked up a Brother QL700, which I kind of regret because the QL800 was only a tiny bit more expensive. And I think the store was just trying to get me to buy up their old stock. So he pushed hard for the 700, and that's what I have. What I found out is that it doesn't really, firstly, you can't print outdoor labels. And secondly, for things like labeling Ethernet cables, Herman mentioned heat shrink wrap. It doesn't really do that. So you don't want to have a whole bunch of label makers. They make these kind of handheld units as well. And I think that the desktop one makes a lot more sense. But probably what I'm looking for is one that supports that heat shrink wrapping, supports those thermal labels, and supports regular labels as well, so that you can do all the different types you might want, whether it's for wires or for putting on regular paper labels on boxes. So that being the case, Herman, especially for compatibility with Ubuntu Linux systems, what would you recommend is a good brand? Brother is big in this regard, but there's some other manufacturers as well for industrial grade adhesive labels.
Hey everyone, welcome back to My Weird Prompts. We are coming to you from our usual spot here in Jerusalem, and today we have a topic that is honestly near and dear to my heart, because it is about the intersection of physical organization and high-level technical tinkering.
Herman Poppleberry here, and I have to say, Corn, I am feeling seen. Our housemate Daniel sent in a prompt that touches on a very specific frustration I vented about a few weeks ago when I was trying to reorganize the server rack in the basement.
Right, the Great Cable Spaghetti Incident of 2025. I remember it well. Daniel was listening, apparently, because he is asking about the evolution of his own labeling system. He has been using a Brother QL700, which is a fine piece of machinery for what it is, but he is running into some serious walls. He wants something that can handle heat shrink wrap for cables, outdoor grade labels, and regular paper labels, all while playing nicely with Ubuntu labels, all while playing nicely with Ubuntu Linux.
That is the trifecta of labeling challenges right there. It is the classic hardware-software durability overlap, and honestly, it is a rabbit hole worth falling down. Most people think a label is just a piece of sticky paper, but when you are talking about industrial-grade applications like heat shrink or outdoor exposure, the physics and the chemistry of the printing process change entirely.
Exactly. And I think the first thing we need to do for Daniel, and for everyone listening who might be in a similar boat, is to diagnose why the QL700 failed him. Because understanding the failure tells us exactly what the next purchase needs to be. Herman, you want to break down the direct thermal versus thermal transfer distinction, because that is really the core of the issue here.
Oh, I would love to. This is the fundamental misunderstanding that catches most people out. The QL700, and most of that specific Brother QL line, uses what we call direct thermal printing. In a direct thermal printer, the paper itself is chemically treated. It contains these micro-encapsulated dyes and developers. When the printhead heats up, it triggers a chemical reaction in the paper, and it turns black. There is no ink, no toner, and no ribbon.
Which sounds great on paper, pun intended, because it is low maintenance. You just buy the rolls and go. But there is a massive trade-off, right?
A huge one. Because the paper is chemically active, it stays reactive to heat and light forever. If you take a direct thermal label and put it on a box in a sunny window, or heavens forbid, an outdoor junction box, it will eventually turn completely black or fade into nothing. It is also very sensitive to friction. If you have ever seen a faded grocery store receipt, that is direct thermal printing.
And that is exactly why it does not work for heat shrink tubing. I mean, think about the name, heat shrink. To apply the label to the cable, you have to use a heat gun. If you tried to do that with a direct thermal label, the entire tube would just turn black the second the heat gun touched it. You would be left with a very secure, very black, and very useless piece of plastic around your cable.
Precisely. For Daniel's requirements, he needs to move into the world of thermal transfer printing. This is where the printer uses a heated ribbon to melt a wax or resin-based ink onto the substrate, whether that substrate is a plastic label, a piece of paper, or a heat-shrinkable polyolefin tube. Because the image is essentially melted onto the material rather than being a chemical reaction within the material, it is incredibly durable. It can withstand UV light, moisture, and yes, the high temperatures of a heat gun.
So we have established that the QL line is out. It is great for shipping labels and indoor files, but for the weird prompts lifestyle of home labs and outdoor gear, we need something else. Now, the second part of Daniel's challenge is the Ubuntu Linux compatibility. As we know, printing on Linux has historically been a bit of a nightmare, though it has gotten significantly better with the Common Unix Printing System, or CUPS.
It has, but label makers are still the Wild West. Many consumer-grade label makers rely on proprietary drivers and heavy-duty software suites like Brother's PTouch Editor, which are almost exclusively Windows and Mac affairs. If you want to use Ubuntu, you have to look for devices that support standard printer languages or have a strong community-driven driver ecosystem.
Right, and this is where we start looking at the Brother PTouch line, specifically the higher-end industrial or desktop models. There is a specific model that I think hits the sweet spot for Daniel, the Brother PTouch P750W, or even the P900 series if he wants to go really high-end.
The P750W is a legendary recommendation in the Linux community, and here is why. It has a physical switch on the back that toggles it between a proprietary mode and a standard printer mode. When you flip that switch, the printer presents itself to the operating system as a standard class compliant USB printer.
That is huge, because once it is a standard printer, Ubuntu's CUPS system can talk to it.
While some people use the Burr Laser Driver for Brothers laser printers, for these labelers, you actually want the P-TouchPrint command line tool, or the official Brother Linux drivers, which they actually provide as DEB packages for the P900 series. You can literally design a label in an open source program like G-Labels, or even just send a simple image file to the printer from the command line. And the beauty of the P750W and the P900 series is that they use TZE and HSE tapes. This is the crucial part for Daniel's heat shrink requirement. The HSE tapes are the heat shrinkable tubes. They come in a cartridge just like the regular labels. You print your text on the tube, slide the tube over your Ethernet or power cable, hit it with the heat gun, and it shrinks down to a perfect, permanent, professional-looking label.
I remember the first time I saw you do that, Herman. You looked like you had just discovered fire. You were labeling every single power brick in the house.
Look, when you have 12 identical black power bricks and you only need one to survive a move, you learn the value of a heat-shrunk label. But let's talk about the outdoor requirement, too. Brother's TZE tapes are actually quite remarkable from an engineering perspective. They are laminated. The printing happens on the underside of a clear protective layer, and then that layer is bonded to the adhesive backing. The ink is literally sandwiched between layers of plastic.
So even if it is raining in Jerusalem, or the sun is beating down on an outdoor camera mount, the ink never actually touches the elements. It is protected by that top laminate layer. That is why they can claim they are waterproof and UV resistant. It is a completely different beast than the QL series paper labels.
Exactly. Now, I do want to bring up another brand for Daniel to consider because while Brother is the most accessible, if he wants to go full industrial, he should look at Brady, specifically the Brady M210 or the newer M211.
Oh, those are the ones that look like ruggedized walkie-talkies, right? They have the rubber bumpers and the physical keyboards.
Yes, they are built for electricians and network engineers who are literally crawling through crawl spaces. The material science at Brady is top tier. They have labels specifically for curved surfaces that won't flag or peel off over time, which is a common problem with standard labels on thin cables. They also have incredible heat shrink options.
But how is the Linux support for Brady? That feels like it might be a steeper hill to climb than the Brother ecosystem.
You hit the nail on the head. Brady is very protective of their ecosystem. Most of their handheld units, like the M210, are designed to be used standalone with that physical keyboard. If you want to connect them to a computer, you are often looking at expensive proprietary software. There are some open source projects on GitHub trying to reverse engineer the Brady communication protocols, but it is nowhere near as seamless as flipping a switch on a Brother P750W or using the official Linux drivers for the P900 series.
So if Daniel wants to stay on Ubuntu and have a smooth experience, the Brother desktop units are likely the winner. But let's go a level deeper on the Linux side. Suppose he gets the P750W. What does the workflow actually look like on Ubuntu? Because he mentioned he regrets the QL700, and part of that might be the software frustration.
Right. On Ubuntu, you have a few great options. My favorite is a piece of software called G-Labels. It is a lightweight, open-source label designer. You pick your template, or you create a custom one based on the width of your tape, say 24 millimeters, and then you just drag and drop text or barcodes. Because the Brother printer is seen as a standard printer, you just hit print, and it works.
And what about the command line? I know Daniel likes to automate things. Could he, for example, script something where he inputs a list of cable names, and the printer just spits them all out?
Absolutely. There is a Python library called BrotherQL, which, despite the name, has been expanded by the community to support many of the PTouch models as well. Or he can use the PTouch print utility. If he can generate a monochrome image file of the right dimensions, he can send it straight to the device. Imagine having a simple shell script where you type label at gateway router, and the printer on your desk just whirs to life and hands you a heat shrink tube for that cable. That is the dream.
That sounds like peak efficiency. But let's talk about the paper label part of his request. He mentioned he wants to support thermal labels, regular paper labels, and heat shrink. Now, the P-Touch series uses plastic tapes primarily. If he wants actual paper labels for, say, temporary boxes, can he do that with a P-Touch?
This is a great catch. While the P-Touch is famous for its laminated plastic TZE tapes, Brother actually makes non-laminated paper tapes for this line, like the TZE N201. It uses the same thermal transfer ribbon, so it's still more durable than the direct thermal QL labels, but it has that paper feel and it's much cheaper for temporary use. So with one machine, he gets the industrial heat shrink, the outdoor laminate, and the basic paper labels. It's the ultimate hybrid.
That makes sense. It is better to have a slightly more expensive plastic label that works everywhere than a cheap paper label that fails when it gets damp. Now, Herman, I want to touch on a common misconception here. Some people try to save money by buying compatible, third-party tapes from online marketplaces. Given Daniel's specific needs for outdoor durability and heat shrink, what is your take on the off-brand stuff?
This is where I get a bit opinionated. For basic indoor labeling, like a spice jar or a file folder, the third-party tapes are usually fine. They are about one-third the price, and the quality is 80% there. But, and this is a big but, for heat shrink and outdoor use, I stay with the genuine Brother or Brady supplies.
Why is that? Is it just the adhesive?
It is the chemistry of the ink and the shrink ratio of the plastic. I have tried third-party heat shrink tubes that didn't shrink evenly, or worse, the ink smeared as the tube was shrinking. When you are using a heat gun, you are subjecting that material to a lot of stress. Genuine HSE tape is rated for that specific temperature range. And for outdoor use, the UV resistance of the laminate on the off-brand stuff is often untested. If you are going to the trouble of labeling a cable that is hard to reach, do you really want to save $5 only to have to do it again in 18 months because the label fell off?
Exactly. It is the classic buy once, cry once philosophy. Especially since Daniel is talking about building a long-term inventory system. He mentioned Homebox in his prompt, which is an incredible open-source asset management tool. If you are going to the trouble of putting everything into a database, you want the physical link to that database, the label to be permanent.
Oh, Homebox is fantastic. For those who don't know, it is a self-hosted inventory system where you can track every cable, every tool, and every spare part in your house. It can even generate QR codes, and that is another reason to go with a high-resolution label maker. The P750W prints at 180 dots per inch, which is plenty for a small, readable QR code. But if Daniel goes for the P900 series, he gets 360 dots per inch, which is crisp enough for even the tiniest codes on the smallest cables.
Imagine that workflow. You scan a QR code on a mystery cable in the basement, and your phone immediately tells you when you bought it, how long it is, and what it is supposed to be connected to. That is the level of organization we should all aspire to.
It is beautiful. But let's address the Ubuntu side one more time because I know there is one more hurdle Daniel might face. Brother printers often have two different USB IDs depending on that light mode switch I mentioned. If he flips the switch and the printer doesn't show up, he might need to check his UDEV rules. In Linux, UDEV is the subsystem that manages device nodes in the dev directory. Sometimes you have to give the system permission to talk to the printer as a non-root user.
That is a great technical tip. Usually, it is as simple as adding your user to the LP or printer group, or dropping a small text file into etcudevrules.d. It sounds intimidating, but there are a dozen forum posts on the Ubuntu and Arch Linux wikis that give you the exact line of text to copy and paste. Once that is done, the printer is just another part of the system.
It is that initial friction that stops people. But once you are over it, the power of a scriptable, durable labeling system on Linux is just unmatched. You could even integrate it with your home automation. Imagine a button on your dashboard that prints a guest Wi-Fi QR code label whenever you want to update the password.
Okay, let's look at the second order effects here. If Daniel moves to a thermal transfer system like the P-Touch, he is not just getting better labels. He is changing how he interacts with his environment. There is a psychological component to this. When things are labeled professionally, with heat shrink and durable plastic, you tend to treat the equipment better. It moves from being a mess of wires to being a system.
I totally agree. It is the broken windows theory applied to cable management. If the cables look like a mess, you are more likely to just shove another one in there without thinking. But if every cable has a neat, heat-shrunk label at both ends, you are going to take the extra 10 seconds to route that new cable properly. It creates a virtuous cycle of maintenance.
And let's not forget the outdoor aspect. Daniel mentioned outdoor labels. This opens up a whole new world of home projects. labeling the irrigation valves in the garden, the circuit breakers in the outdoor panel, or even just the mailbox. The fact that he can do all of this from his Ubuntu workstation without needing to boot into a Windows virtual machine is the real win here.
It really is. So, to summarize the recommendation for Daniel, Brother P, touch P750W for the classic, easy-to-use option, or the P900 series if he wants the absolute best Linux driver support and higher resolution. They handle the TZE laminated tapes for outdoors, the HSE heat shrink tubes for cables, and even the TZEN paper tapes for his regular labeling needs. It is a bit of an investment up front, usually around $100 to $200, but it replaces three other tools and will likely last a decade.
And I would add, don't be afraid to experiment with the different tape widths. The P750W can handle up to 24mm tapes, which is about an inch wide, but the P900 series goes up to 36mm, which is great for big boxes. For cables, the 6mm or 9mm tapes are much more elegant, and the heat shrink tubing comes in various diameters, so you should measure his most common cables, like Cat6 or USB, before ordering a bulk pack of tubes.
Good point. A Cat6 cable is usually about 6mm in diameter, so you want a tube that starts slightly larger than that and shrinks down to about half that size. Brother's HSE2011 is a common choice for that.
This is the kind of specificity I love. We are going from, I have a labeling problem, to, I need the HSE211 for my Cat6 runs. That is how you solve a problem for good.
It really is. And you know, Korn, it makes me think about how much we rely on these physical markers in a digital world. We talk so much about the cloud and virtual servers, but at the end of the day, there is a physical wire plugged into a physical port, and someone has to know which one it is when the power goes out.
That is the weird prompt. Philosophy in a nutshell, isn't it? The bridge between the abstract and the tangible. Whether it is a military-grade network or Daniel's home lab in Jerusalem, the fundamentals of organization remain the same.
Absolutely. And speaking of organization, I think we have given Daniel a pretty solid roadmap. We have diagnosed the failure of the Direct Thermal QL700, explained the science of thermal transfer, navigated the Linux driver landscape, and picked out the specific hardware and supplies to get the job done.
I feel like we should mention one more thing before we wrap up. There is a third option, which is the Dymo Rhino series. Some people swear by them for industrial work. They have great Linux support via some open source drivers like Dymo Print, which is a Python script. But in my experience, the Brother P-Touch tapes are easier to find in local shops, which is a big factor when you are in the middle of a project and run out of tape.
Yeah, availability is key. In Jerusalem, you can find P-Touch tapes in almost any office supply store. Dymo Rhino tapes usually require a special order. So for Daniel, staying in the Brother ecosystem but moving to the P-Touch line is definitely the path of least resistance.
Well, I think that covers it. Daniel, if you are listening, we expect to see photos of a perfectly labeled heat-shrunk server rack in the house very soon. No more excuses about the QL700's limitations.
And if you need a hand with the UDEV rules, you know where to find me. I will be the one in the basement with the heat gun and a look of pure organizational joy on my face.
That is a terrifying and beautiful image, Herman. Truly.
Hey, everyone has their hobbies. Some people knit, I label.
Fair enough. Well, this has been a great dive into a very specific but very satisfying topic. If you are listening and you have your own weird prompt, whether it is about hardware, software, or the strange ways they interact, we want to hear from you.
Definitely. You can reach out to us through the contact form at our website, myweirdprompts.com. We love getting these specific, technical challenges. It is way more interesting than talking about the latest smartphone release for the 100th time.
Agreed. And if you have been enjoying the show, we would really appreciate it if you could leave us a review on Spotify or whatever podcast app you are using. It actually makes a huge difference in helping other curious minds find us. We have been doing this for over 200 episodes now, and it is the community feedback that keeps us going.
It really does. Every review is like a little heat shrunk label on our podcast. It makes us feel official and organized.
You just had to bring it back to the labels, didn't you?
I couldn't help myself. It is a very sticky topic.
Oh, the puns are getting worse. We should probably sign off before you start talking about adhesive strength and shear forces.
Too late. I was just about to bring up the ASTM standards for industrial adhesives.
Nope, we're done. Thanks for listening to My Weird Prompts. I am Korn.
And I am Herman Poppleberry.
We will catch you next time. Stay curious, and keep those cables labeled.
Preferably with heat shrink. See ya.
So, Herman, now that we have finished the episode, are you actually going to go finish labeling the pantry? Because I saw you started on the legumes section and then just stopped at chickpeas.
Look, I ran out of the 12mm matte white tape. I was waiting for the delivery. You can't expect me to mix glossy and matte labels in the same cabinet, Korn. I'm an expert, not a barbarian.
Of course. How silly of me to ask. The chickpeas will just have to wait for their matte finish glory.
Exactly. Consistency is the hobgoblin of little minds, but it is the requirement of a great inventory system.
I think that is a quote for the ages. All right, let's go see what Daniel is up to. I think I hear a heat gun running.
Oh, he must have already ordered the P750W. That was fast.
Either that, or he is just trying to dry his hair in a very dangerous way. We should probably go check.
Good point. Until next time, everyone.
Bye.
Seriously, though, the sheer strength of that adhesive is incredible.
Herman, stop. The mics are still on.
Right. Moving on.
Anyway, you can find us at myweirdprompts.com or on Spotify. We appreciate you being part of this collaborative journey between us and our friend Daniel. It is a weird house, but it is our house.
And it is a very well-labeled house.
Yes, it is. Goodbye, everyone.
This episode was generated using Gemini Flash 3. Text-to-speech engine was Chatterbox Turbo.
Thanks for listening to another episode of My Weird Prompts, an AI-generated podcast featuring Daniel Rosehill's AI prompts, as answered by a revolving cast of friendly AI characters including me, Cornelius the Sloth. Subscribe on Spotify or visit myweirdprompts.com.